I want to urge all of you listening that even if you're in dire financial straits in the coming years as the robot takeover winds its way through our economy, do not sign up for a UBI. The UBI is going to be used, in my analysis, as the robot extermination kill list. Because people who go on the UBI, or Universal Basic Income, will tend to be people who are no longer paying taxes, no longer working, no longer producing things for the government. And understand that the government doesn't care about human beings. It cares about its own power. And it really only wants to keep people alive who are contributing to the government's power. That's why we've seen documents, I've shared them with you on previous podcasts, where the U.S. Treasury is celebrating the fact that if they can, well, how much money they can save, how many trillions of dollars, if there are premature deaths among people who are entitlement recipients. So, you know, that would be Social Security, Medicare, pensions, etc. They, in the government's own documents that I've covered, that I've seen, that I've downloaded, it talks about saving money by helping people die sooner. And that, of course, speaks to the vaccines and the fake pandemics and prescription drugs and why they have toxic chemicals in the food supply as pesticides and herbicides and why they have chemtrails. You are living through an extermination wave to make room for the rise of the robots and to eliminate as many humans as possible as their jobs are made obsolete because of automation. And in order to achieve this, the government needs to know, first off, who to target for extermination. And in order to achieve this, the government needs to know who to target for extermination, of course. Well, you know how they convince people to line up and take the vaccine jabs, which is a form of self-extermination? This is what the globalists love to do, is they like to convince people to sign up for their own demise. And that's what the UBI is going to be. If you sign up for the UBI, and it will be a program, I mean, it's coming, the government will say, hey, free, you know, $1,000 a month or whatever. All you have to do is join the UBI, just go to this webpage, and everybody can sign up. And we'll deposit the money in your bank account, or you'll get it on a debit card that you can use at the grocery store or restaurants or whatever. Almost everybody in the country is going to say, what? Free money? I'm going to sign up. I urge you not to do that, because that's the list that will be used to determine who to exterminate. And that disbursement of money will also be controlled based on your compliance with things like vaccines. They will also probably scan your social media accounts. And if you post anything critical of the current administration, then they might just start pausing your ability to use that money. You know, they'll cut off your wallet, your UBI wallet, or they'll just stop sending you UBI money. So one way or another, you're either going to be controlled or you're going to be targeted. And from the government's point of view, I mean, think how easy it is for them. They can print the money. It doesn't cost them anything to print money. They can convince people to sign up, to put themselves on basically a termination list. And then when they want to dispatch the robots, they know where everybody lives because they've entered their addresses. They know their names. They know what they look like. They probably have their photos from driver's licenses or passports, etc. They can cross-reference all that. And they can easily send that to the killbots that go out and carry out the mass extermination door to door at specific addresses of people who are receiving UBI benefits. And you might think, well, that's never going to happen. They're not going to have robot terminators. Okay. You might be right. Instead, they might just turn off the power grid to the whole city or a region if there's enough UBI recipients in that region. Like if it's more than 80% UBI recipients, they might just say, well, let's turn off the lights to this entire region. So they'll have a grid down scenario. They'll blame China. They'll say it's a cyber attack from China or Russia or North Korea or Iran, whatever convenient enemy they want to blame. But then there will be a mass die-off in that city, and then the Treasury will celebrate, hey, we just saved, you know, $10 trillion over the next decade or whatever. Because look at all these people that are dead who just happen to be on Social Security, food stamps, UBIs, and Medicare. Yeah, all that, plus disability, pensions, whatever. Just got rid of all those people. Wow, look how much money we saved, okay? That's what you're going to see. So if you sign up for a UBI, in my opinion, you're signing up for an extermination target list. And that list will be used against you. How many times in the past has signing up for something been used against you? Every time. Every time. I mean, think about the ATF. You know, a year and a half ago, whatever it was, a couple years ago, they said, oh, everybody has to register their arm braces. And here's how you do it. You got to send in a picture of your arm brace pistol AR, and you got to fill out this form. You got to add up all these stupid points, and you got to measure the distance from the trigger to the buttstock, you know, all this stuff. And some people were dumb enough to actually do that and send that in to the ATF, which was an admission that you were building an SBR. So you were admitting to committing a felony crime. You got it? Now the ATF has your admission that you committed a felony by building an SBR that they consider it to be an SBR. And they can come arrest you at any time if they want to. You see? And if Trump hadn't become president, they would, right now, the ATF would be running around the country making those arrests. See, the government depends on you self-admitting to crimes that you did not actually commit, but they consider them to be crimes. They depend on you participating in their systems. They depend on you signing up for Obamacare, which, of course, never saved anybody any money. And now the average American family is paying $27,000 a year for health insurance. Think about that. That's insane. Yeah, and it's only going to get higher. But every time you sign up for a program, that's weaponized against you. Every time you participate in the government systems, it's weaponized. So the easy way, the easy candy to dangle out in front of people is to just say, hey, free money, sign up and you'll get money deposited in your account. Don't do it. Don't do it. It puts you on their radar, makes you a target. Now, even though you're not doing that, even though you're not getting the free money, everybody else is, and you know what that's going to do to the cost of living? You know what that's going to do to grocery prices? Yeah, they're going to skyrocket. So at some point, you're going to think, man, I could really use that money because everything's going up in price. Prices are doubling at the grocery store again. And yeah, you're probably right. Because all this money printing and money distribution is going to radically increase inflation. This whole system is going to end in, of course, hyperinflation at some point. And in order to survive that, you're going to need something other than dollars. So even getting more dollars from the government is not going to be a long-term solution, because those dollars will be worth less and less. And maybe they'll increase the UBI a little bit here and there. It'll go from $1,000 a month to $1,100 a month or something. Meanwhile, grocery prices might be going up 50% in the same time period, you see. So the increases aren't going to be worth it. You're going to need to have assets that survive the hyperinflation. The more money they give away, the more inflation there's going to be. And of course, you know the right answer here. You already know. It's gold and silver. Gold and silver will hold value as the dollar collapses because of all the money printing and all the UBIs. This is why gold and silver are going to skyrocket in the long run in terms of dollar denomination. You know, gold will easily be $10,000 an ounce at some point. It might take a couple of years to get there, but it's going to happen. silver will easily exceed $100 an ounce. Maybe several hundred over time. We don't know the timetable for that. And yeah, gold and silver, just in the last week, have come down from their all-time record highs. This is a consolidation in those markets. But many people believe this may be a buying opportunity because in the long run, they are set to go much, much higher. And ultimately, if you want to be able to buy groceries, you're not going to be able to just sit on dollars and count on their purchasing power. You're going to need to sit on metals, and then as you need the groceries, you will sell gold for dollars and use the dollars to buy groceries and try to get rid of those dollars as quickly as possible. You know, Gresham's Law, right? Everybody's going to use dollars as quickly as possible because they know that they will not hold value. And Gresham's Law refers to people using the less useful currency first, getting rid of it quickly, and holding on to the more useful currency or the more useful form of, you know, asset preservation. So, by the way, our gold and silver sponsor is Battalion Metals, and I can now tell you that the co-founder is Tucker Carlson. And you can see that on the homepage. If you go to metalswithmike.com, it will forward you to the Battalion Metals website, and there you can shop for gold and silver at really great competitive prices. High integrity operation, no bait and switch, no shenanigans at all. Otherwise, I wouldn't work with them. I've known these guys for years. It's a family-run business, and Tucker Carlson is, you know, he's put his name on it, and he's the co-founder. And, of course, I like Tucker. Tucker's a truth teller. And I'm very happy that Tucker is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. So go there and use discount code RANGER and you will save the shipping insurance fee. They'll actually remove that from the order if you purchase, you know, for delivery. You can also purchase gold and silver there for IRAs or for vaulting if you don't want to hold on to it yourself. They have vaulting services that are extremely high-end, Lloyd's of London insured, high security, etc. Talk to them about that, their vaulting services. Anybody who doesn't have gold and silver is going to be thrust into poverty. That is, I mean, if they're holding on to dollars and stocks. And you may think, well, the stock market's going up right now. Yeah, of course it is. That's the blowout stage of the end of the empire. You're going to see the stock market go much higher than it is right now. You'll probably see Bitcoin go much higher as well. And as the money printing and the UBIs kick in, you're going to see a blowout phase that will look like massive wealth. Like, did you know, for example, right before Weimar Germany and the collapse of Germany's, you know, early 20th century currency, did you know that the German stock market was doing awesome? Everything looked great. It looked like everybody was wealthy. Did you know that? Until the whole thing collapsed. Yeah, that's the phase we're in right now. We're going to have an asset escalation slash blowout scenario followed by a collapse. And in that collapse, people who hold their savings in dollars or dollar denominated things like treasuries or stocks, etc., are going to be largely wiped out. Whereas those who have gold and silver are going to be, of course, much better off. And tying in the main topic here, it's during this collapse that it's going to be very enticing to join the UBI to get free currency from the government. But I implore you to think carefully about that. There's another reason why you should think carefully about that, because there will be terms of agreement when you sign up for the UBI. And those terms will allow the federal government to spy on all your financial transactions to make sure you are compliant with the rules and requirements of the UBI. So, do you recall that during the COVID years, there were government, what do they call them, like PPP loans or something? They would hand out money to businesses to cover their payroll for some period of time. And many businesses participated in that. Some people committed massive fraud, fabricating fake businesses and applying for the free money, and they got the free money. Some of them got millions of dollars. And then they got prosecuted a couple years later because the business was fake. The payroll was fake. So there are a lot of people who went to jail because of that. But even those who didn't go to jail, even the good faith people who participated in that, if you were over a certain dollar amount, your business got listed online as a recipient. And because of the terms of the loans, you just waived your Fourth Amendment rights and you gave the government the right to subpoena your financial records and to dig into all your transactions, all your bank account, everything. So you just gave up all your privacy in order to get that free money from the government. That's what UBI is going to be on steroids. If you participate, you're waiving your Fourth Amendment rights, and they can criminalize anything in your financial history. Have you ever bought crypto? Have you ever sold crypto? Have you bought gold or silver? Did you sell any gold at any point? Did you report that to the IRS? Oh, if you didn't, and if there's a record of it, by accepting a UBI, you just gave the government permission to go through, rifle through all your financial records without a search warrant. Again, you just waived your Fourth Amendment rights. So one more reason not to participate in the UBI. There are lots of reasons. Now, there's one more reason that I got to mention here before I wrap this up, and that's if they issue UBI funds on something like a government debit card, then of course they know exactly where you're spending the money. And this is what they did during COVID. They put the stimulus money on these government debit cards, and people went out, you know, visited restaurants and went grocery shopping. And some people use that money, I read, to go to like stripper bars, you know, pole dancing or whatever. Think about that. During COVID, the churches were shut down, but you could use government money to go hire hookers, apparently. But the government's monitoring all your usage of these cards. So they know what you buy. They know how often you shop. They know the time of day that you shop. They know where you are physically because you normally purchase food and gasoline fairly close to where you live. They know all these things about you. They know your spending habits, the amount, the frequency. They can even coordinate with the grocery stores based on your credit card number to get a full detail of everything you bought, the actual products, the brand names, everything. And from that, they can determine even more. You know, did you buy diapers for a baby? Did you buy, you know, personal care products, feminine hygiene? Did you buy condoms? You know, did you buy alcohol and whatever? So again, total invasion of your privacy. Maybe you were planning a giant, you know, condom filled alcohol party or something, who knows? Hopefully not involving diapers. Some kind of weird perverts might be into that, who knows? It's just like everybody's insane. But the government will know exactly what you're doing. And so not a good idea to participate in that, you know. If you're going to have like a furry an alcohol infested furry sex party, like do that in private, you know, and we don't want to know. Please, dear God, we don't want to know. Okay. Enough of that. I can't stop laughing at some of the weird stuff that people are into. It's pretty hilarious. And it's all over the internet too. Like seriously. Anyway, don't participate in the UBI. Definitely get gold and silver to shore up your assets. Definitely protect your privacy. Definitely understand that you're giving up your privacy if you participate in these government programs. And protect your privacy, protect your assets, be wise. And also use our free AI engine that has a financial coach, by the way. It's at brightu.ai. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U, brightu.ai. And if you scroll down a little bit on the homepage, you'll see the financial coach. And you can ask it any questions about money and finance and assets, etc. It's got a disclaimer there. It's not your licensed financial advisor, so only use it for research. Don't make investment decisions based on what it tells you, because AI can make mistakes, obviously. But use it for research. Educate yourself. Make wise decisions, and you'll be okay. And then you can buy all the alcohol and condoms and diapers you want, whatever, one day with all your stash of gold and silver, whatever you're into. Okay. Say no to UBI. Say no to UBI. And thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can follow my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com or my articles at naturalnews.com. Use our AI engine at brightu.ai or follow my social media at brighteon.social. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Protein is a crucial nutrient that is necessary for good overall health. Incorporate protein into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified protein powders. Only at healthrangerstore.com.